Compassion Fayetteville's annual Black History Month is expanding its reach this year. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich attended yesterday's kickoff event, and she brings us details.
60 town leaders, residents, civil rights activists, and Fayetteville Public High School students turned out at the Alps School of Innovation in South Fayetteville to launch Compassion Fayetteville's fifth annual Black History Month. Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan delivered the proclamation.
Whereas during Black History Month, we celebrate the many achievements and contributions made by African Americans to our economic, cultural, spiritual, and political development as a nation. And whereas African Americans have played a central role in our nation's history, however, much of what has been accomplished has remained unrecognized and uncelebrated. And whereas with the events of Black History Month, we seek to teach our children that America's story was written by many men and women of every race. And that story will continue to be told through the lives that they themselves will live.
This year's theme is Images of Black Excellence, Past, Present, and Future.
DeAndre Jones is chair of Compassion Fayetteville's Black History Month celebration.
Yes. We have a very diverse group, a very diverse team of individuals who have been working since September. And what's really interesting this year, we have individuals who are from various parts of Northwest Arkansas. In the past, we were committed to working in Fayetteville, but this year we decided to expand our outreach to Northwest Arkansas. That includes Rogers, Benville, and Springdale. And with that being said, we are creating programs and activities in each and every one of those communities.
A dozen events have been planned, starting February 1st at Crystal Bridges with an evening showing of Island Trap by Austin Ashford. Healing from the Hurt of Racism, an encounter group, takes place February 2nd and February 23rd from 9 a.m. to noon on North Elizabeth Avenue in Fayetteville, led by licensed counselor Dorothy Marcy and assisted by Jimmy Whitfield, Connie Crisp, and Patty Williams.
There are two sessions. One for whites, and I believe the second and the final one is for African Americans.
On February 2nd, everyone is invited to attend a decades party at 10 p.m. at Pinpoint on North Block Avenue in Fayetteville. February 11th, the NAACP is hosting a Founders Day celebration at Alps. There's also a racial equality training February 16th at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville called Facing Bias, Exposing Blind Spots, Engaging Action. At the press conference, Fayetteville's first African-American public school superintendent, Dr. John Colbert, roused the crowd with his personal story.
I, too, am America. I, too, have helped build this great country. I, too, am a doctor. I, too, am a lawyer. I bring you greetings. I'm Dr. Colbert. I want to say congratulations to Compassion Fayetteville Black History Committee for a job well done. And we appreciate all the work that you do to ensure that I, too, am America.
Washington County's first African-American quorum court judge, Joseph Woods, said that America remains a beacon for all cultures.
Because around the world, people still want to be in this country. No matter what we think about going on in this country, the world still believes there's hope. There's a pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness that can happen in this country.
A few other Black History Month events. The Northwest Arkansas Racial Justice Community Remembrance Project will be the subject of a February 23rd Crystal Bridges Gallery Talk at 1 p.m. Celebration Day and Style Show will be hosted by Dillard's at St. James Missionary Baptist Church, Sunday afternoon, February 24th, with Reverend Stephen Ivey officiating. Black clergy will be recognized. Admission to all Black History Month events is free. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.